of 1 Kings 19 and 4. I got so many great response from last week as we talked about part one of our series. So we're going right back to that scripture, 1 Kings 19 and 4. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under the juniper tree and requested for himself that he might die, and said, It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my fathers. And as he lay and slept under the juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. I'm going to stop right there because I'm not going to get any further than that today. I want to talk about part two, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. As you know, this phrase took place because of a police officer that had his knee on a man's neck. And he said, I can't breathe. Today, I want to talk about I can't breathe. I'm alone. Last week, we talked about I can't breathe. I'm discouraged. But today, we want to talk about I can't breathe. I'm alone. New York City, a New York emergency doctor who treated coronavirus patients has killed herself, is what the headline says in the New York Times, with family, police, and physicians linking her death to trauma faced by healthcare workers battling the outbreak of coronavirus. Her name is Lorna Brin, 49 years old, died on a Sunday from self-inflicted injuries in Charlottesville, Virginia, where she had been staying with her family, police said in a statement. Brin ran the emergency department of New York Presbyterian Allen Hospital in Manhattan, a facility that has been huge influx of COVID-19. While it is not clear why she took her own life, her family and police doctors suggested stress caused by the outbreak and contribution of her death. She tried to do the job, her father said, and it killed her. She tried to do her best and it killed her, he told the New York Times. He said she had no history of mental illness and had contracted coronavirus herself before returning to work and then being sent home. Brin was really saying, I can't breathe. I can't take it. I've seen enough. Another man by the name of Steve Bing, a man who at 18 years old, Craig, received $600 million from his father, a financier, from his philanthropist father. As a young adult, Bing sought bonds with the A-list celebrities, including actor Warren Beatty and James Cannon and movie producer Jerry Bruckheimer, noted diehard producer Lawrence Gordon. He was in the in crowd, Bing was. Bing was also friends with former President Bill Clinton and reportedly paid him $2.5 million annually salary to serve in his advisory board. He had it all. He had it all. Despite having it all, it is said he had depression with a capital D. Also, the last few months, he suffered, listen to this word, societal effects from COVID-19. He couldn't cope with the change, not being able to deal with changes, not being able to move about society because he was used to being a jet setter. He was used to going in and out. 55-year-old businessman, philanthropist, leaped to his death from his luxury 27-floor apartment in a Century City, California, on June 22nd, the coroner ruled the cause of death multiple blunt trauma to the head. And really what Mr. Bing was saying is, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe because of the loneliness, the being alone, the isolation. I went from being able to move through society and touching people and making deals, but now I am a prisoner in my own luxury apartment. You may have all the money in the world, as I shared with you last week, But if you can't breathe, it doesn't matter. He couldn't cope with the new norm. Understand, he had cars, cash, and clout. Let me say it again. He had cars, cash, and clout, Felicia, but he couldn't take the societal withdrawal. He couldn't take it. So he couldn't breathe, and he took his life. There are people that are struggling from being able to deal with being alone and being, Ira, isolated. Being alone and isolated is another form, June, of not being able to breathe. Remember, last week I said there are those who believe just because a person can talk, then they can breathe. But it is not necessary just because I'm moving my mouth and just because I can talk and just because I'm functioning, just because, you talk to me on the phone, it doesn't mean that I am fully functional. I want to talk to those for just a few minutes who's smiling, walking, functioning, but suffocating from life. And what is the reason? Because they cannot function the way they used to. You're functioning, you're moving to and fro, but you're screaming on the inside, help! I can't breathe. It doesn't matter how I look on the outside. You don't know the struggle that I'm in right now. And at the end of this broadcast, I want them to put the suicide prevention number up, because there are those of you that need to talk to somebody. And you're screaming, I can't breathe on the inside. Bishop, you're talking to me. Don't look now because you're with other people, but you're suffocating because of loneliness. They're saying, don't you see me? I'm not the same. You need to understand, when people change their behavior, when they change the way that they function and they withdraw themselves, I'm trying to tell you, I can't breathe. I'm telling you, I'm not talking as much. I'm not answering the phone as much. I'm not myself. Check on me, because I can't breathe. Just because you talk to me don't mean that I'm okay. I came for you today, but you keep putting pressure on my neck. Yes, I'm talking, but I can't breathe. I'm talking, I'm moving, and you're putting pressure, just like the police officer did on my brother. You're putting pressure on me. You want more and more from me, and I can't breathe. I told you last week, check on your strong friends, because they may be struggling from suffocation because they're alone. Verse number 19 of the text, Ahab told Jezebel that what Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets. I shared with you last week with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a message to Elijah saying, so may the gods do to me and more also if I do not make your life as the life of one of those by this time tomorrow. Last week, Craig, we dealt with him getting a threat, Elisha getting a threat from the woman of God, from Jezebel. He is intimidated by her word. He can't breathe because of what he heard. But this week, verse number 3, we start here in the text. He was afraid. Verse 3, he rose, ran for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah. Very important. And left his servants there. Let me read it again. Then he was afraid. I'm in verse 3. He arose and ran for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servants there. Number 1, the text says, somebody say, preach the text, Bishop. He was afraid. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Fear had gripped him. Y'all ain't saying nothing. He was in a place of anxiety and fear. Fear, what does fear do, Craig? I'm glad you asked. Fear, Pastor Dana, paralyzes your movement. What does fear do? You can't have fear and faith at the same time. Fear paralyzes. Some of you are fearful because you don't know what to touch. You don't know who to hug. You don't know who to be around. And so now you are in a place of fear. Number 2, he ran from what he heard. Y'all ain't saying nothing. He ran for his life from what he heard. What he heard caused him to run. Number 3, he isolated himself from people, because fear will cause you to isolate yourself. I don't know who to be around. I don't know who got it. I don't know who's suffering from it, who's sick. I don't know. So he isolated himself from people. And then he left. Watch this, Craig. Watch this, y'all. Pastor Dan, this is what you've been teaching about. Here we go, Alicia. Here we go, Angie. He left Judah, Bathsheba, Judah. He left the place of praise. Whenever you leave praise, June, whenever you leave your place of praise, you will always put yourself in a predicament, in a peculiar place. The text says he left Judah. Judah means praise. I need to announce to somebody, what's going to keep you through these times, what's going to cause you not to lose your mind, what's going to keep you through these lonely days and these days of isolation, y'all ain't saying nothing, because everybody in my book that I Seasons of Preparation that I wrote, I talk about seasons of isolation. We are in seasons of isolation. But as my daughter been teaching, don't lose your praise. I don't care if you're by yourself. If you can just lift up, this is the day that the Lord has made. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I feel like praising. Praise him in the morning. Don't lose your place, your position. Whenever you move from Judah, praise, you will always go down. Verse number 4, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under the juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die and said, is it enough now, O Lord, take my life away, for I am not better than my fathers. I need to serve notice on you that he chose to be alone. The first thing I want to tell you, he chose to be alone. He chose to be isolated. The Bible says that he left his servants behind. He chose to be alone. There are those of us, anybody that knows me, know I'm an introvert, and I like being by myself. The only thing I'm missing now is to sit in the window with my leg up at Starbucks, because I choose to be alone. Now, there is a oxymoron. There's a dilemma in choosing to be alone, because when you want to be bothered because you have chose to be alone, then nobody is around because they figure that that's the way you are. He likes being by himself. Because I am an introvert. There are those that choose to be alone, but nobody saw COVID-19 coming and did not know that we would be isolated and alone in the house. The main difference, let me tell you something, there's a difference between alone versus lonely. The main difference between alone versus lonely, between alone and versus lonely, is that lonely people aren't happy with their situation. Being alone is a state of being, and being lonely is an emotional response. Let me say it again, Craig. Let me say it again. Being alone is a state of being, but lonely kicks in when you let your emotions respond to you being alone. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I said something right there. You cannot allow your emotions to take over being alone. You can be at home. Y'all ain't saying, I talk to people all the time. I say, you home by, yeah, I love being, I play me some music. I have me some quiet time. I read a book. Y'all ain't saying nothing. That's because they're not lonely, but they're alone. There's a difference. You cannot allow your emotions to respond to you being alone. Some of you that are watching me right now, I don't know what time you're watching me, but you have allowed your being alone. You've allowed your emotions to kick in. And that's when you become lonely. Elijah Ebosha was alone and isolated. It was of his own making. Some of you, you just turn me off. Don't turn me off. Come back. Come back to the screen. Come back to the, don't turn me off. Why you turn me off? You turn me off because you don't think I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. You know why you don't think you're talking to, I'm talking to you? Because you're sitting there with people and you have convinced yourself. Y'all ain't say, I'm going to calm down now. I'm going to calm down, Craig. You have convinced yourself because you got people around you that you're not alone. But let me tell you something, sweetheart. You can be with people and still be alone. You can be sitting there with people and still be isolated, because alone has nothing to do with how many people that are around me. It has to do with my state of mind. So let me get you back in the conversation, because I know you don't want to look at him right now, because alone is not a physical state. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Alone is a mental state. Y'all ain't saying nothing. It's a mental state. I'm going to prove it to you in just 1 minute. No, they didn't leave him. He left them. There are some people when they can't breathe. Let me say it again. He left them. There are some people. I'm coming for you. Come on, come on. Chrissy, come on. Say amen to me. There are some people. You know, you be standing up when nobody else stand up, Chrissy. There are some people when they can't breathe, they withdraw. Y'all ain't saying nothing. They withdraw. What's wrong with you? Nothing. You got to ask them 20 grand. What's wrong? You okay? You acting funny? No, I'm withdrawing. You know why they withdraw? Because they can't handle the pressure of not being able to breathe. They are suffocating on the inside and just want to be by themselves. They don't know. I don't know how to cope because I'm better by myself. I don't know how to communicate. I'm suffocating. I don't know how to communicate. They'd rather be, somebody say, preach, Bishop. They withdraw themselves from everybody because, Cicely, they can't cope with being around people and the pressure of life. So they withdraw. They retreat. They leave from around everybody. I need you to check on somebody you ain't heard from. I challenge you this week. Check on somebody that has withdrawn from you. Check on somebody that you have not heard from, because they may have just withdrawn because, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. So he withdraws and he left them. Look where he goes. He goes, Craig, I'm a teacher. He goes to the wilderness. A sign that someone is having problems breathing from life is that they isolate themselves. They retreat, especially those, y'all ain't saying nothing. Watch this, that everybody depends on. Y'all ain't saying nothing. People that everybody depends on. There comes a time in your life that you remove yourself because the pressure, the vicissitudes of life are wearing me down. So he withdraws. He goes, I got too much on me. I can't take it. This woman done threatened me. I just had a victory. This woman done threatened me. I just had a victory. And these servants are getting on my nerves because they want to know what's next. People asking me questions, question after question. Question of what we doing next. How we doing this? What we doing this? What we doing? I'm talking to some leader or some family. The pressure is on you. The kids are pulling on you. You in the house with kids longer you ever been. Oh, Lord, send them back to school. Y'all ain't saying. Now the news talking about they don't know if they're going back to school. Talking about they may lock us back down. The pressure. A family. I got this man, this woman that I'm at home with now that I ain't at home with all the time. And then I got a computer at home. I got to work at home. I got to do everything at home. So I know what I do. I withdraw because it's too much. So I'm going to the wilderness. I'm going to the wilderness. Craig, come here. Not really, but come here. The wilderness is defined. Y'all ready? Y'all know I love words. The wilderness, Mother Maggie, is defined as Lisa and Mike, as an uncultivated, uninhibited. Come on, say preach, Bishop. Say preach, Bishop. The wilderness, June. Say preach, Bishop, June. Uninhibited, hospitable region or place. Let me rewind it. Let me say it again. Wilderness. The wilderness is defined as an uncultivated, uninhibited, unhospitable region or place. He went to an uninhibited, uncultivated, unhospitable place. But it wasn't really physically. You think I'm talking about physically? In a book written by Bishop Paul Sylvester Martin, that's my father, Why Kingdoms Fall. Y'all ain't saying nothing. He talks about the wilderness of your mind. when he had his breakdown, y'all ain't saying nothing. That's where he got the phrase from. He had to put the spirit over the mind. Y'all ain't saying nothing. When you begin to let the devil play tricks with you, y'all ain't saying nothing. Sickness in your body, he begins to tell you, just move back. Don't tell nobody. You don't want to. There are people right now, you're suffering with COVID, and you don't want nobody to know that you're suffering with it. The devil is a liar. You better call up every prayer warrior. Y'all ain't saying nothing that you know, and tell them to pray you through, because God has not given you the spirit of fear. You're not going into isolation and die. You shall live and not die. The wilderness of your mind, when you begin to let the devil play tricks on you, y'all ain't saying, you ain't gonna make it through this. You ain't got enough money to make it through this. Your money gonna run out. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Your change is strange. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You gonna run out. You ain't gonna start no business. You ain't gonna make it through this. You gonna be one of them statistics. The devil's a liar. I will not die, but I shall live and declare the works of the Lord. I am not going into the wilderness. He went to the wilderness. I feel like preaching. He went to the wilderness. He takes himself to the wilderness of his mind. Wilderness, inhospitable, a place, y'all ain't saying nothing, that is hot. Y'all ain't saying, he went to an uncultivated place in his mind. Number two, it says that he sat down. He sat down. Craig, he sat down. He sits down. He stops moving. He stopped. Come here. Some of you have sat down through this pandemic. You think that this is time to sit down. This ain't the time to sit down. This is not time for giving up. Huh? There's still hope for the hopeless. Come here, Marvin Sapp. Huh? This is not the time for giving up. Come on. Don't sit down. Don't sit down on your gift. Don't sit down on your ministry. It's not over. Some pastor that flicked through it by chance. It is not over. This is not the end. It is not time to cross your legs. It is not time to go to sleep. It is not time to stop moving. People ask me all the time, June, I got 5 minutes and I'm out of here. People ask me all the time, say, Bishop, how in the world have you made it through the stuff that you went through? You made it through divorce, publicly on TV. You made it through Hurricane Katrina. I don't talk about that much. You made it through a church split. You made it through diabetes. How did you make it? How did you make it through all that? Because I didn't sit down. I didn't stop moving. He sat down. He isolated himself. He withdrew himself. He went to the wilderness and he sat down. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I will not sit down. The secret to success, the secret to your destiny, say preach, Felicia, is you don't sit down. You keep moving. The steps of a good man, they are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in them. Number three, he requests to die. He requests, well, this show ain't me because I want to live. Be careful what you say while you are in the will. Be careful what you come out of your mouth. I had to tell somebody. They kept telling me, you crazy. And they didn't mean it bad. They meant it good. Kept saying to me, you crazy. I said, stop saying that to me. You got to train people what not to say to you. Craig, I just said something. I said, you got to, Pastor Dana, you got to train people what not to say to you. My doctor tried to pray over me, talking about, Father, in Jesus' name, let him take this medicine in Jesus' name. When I had diabetes, I did not agree with him. Train people what to say and how to pray over you. He requested to die. Stop saying things in jest. Stop saying things playing around. Number four, he got to the place. The move music is coming in just a minute. He got to the place where he said, I'm over here, enough is enough. Have you ever got to the place where you just say, I can't take it no more. I can't take it no more. I'm suffocating. I can't take it no more. Get up off my neck. He said, enough is enough, Lord. Enough, enough, enough. Haven't I served you? I just killed all them prophets. Now this Jezebel woman, this controlling spirit, wants to take over and tell me that she's going to take my life. Enough! Haven't I served you well? Haven't I been, some of you saying the same thing to God. Haven't I been faithful to you, God? And you ain't did this yet. Enough, God. But who are you to tell God is enough? He said, where were you when I laid the foundation? Where was you when I attacked the lilies in the field? Where was you when I chirped at the birds fly? And I spoke to the earth and said, let it be, come forth. Who are you to tell me it's enough? After I died on the cross, my granddaddy be happy for me right now. I'm taking him to the cross. Who are you to say enough is enough when I died on the cross for your sins and you can't take this? Must Jesus bear the cross? I'm a preacher, baby. Play the music. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? The consecrated cross I bear till death shall set me free. No, there's a cross for me and there's a cross for you. He said, he got to the place, he said, keep playing that. He said, enough is enough, God. Nope, it ain't enough. He will not put more on you than we can bear. I'm not out of preaching, I'm out of time. What? Enough is enough? Get yourself back up from there. I will not put more on you than you can bear. How can you tell me what you can bear? I made you. And if you bear this burden, man, what I got for you after this is over with, this is a test. This is a test. Not time to isolate yourself. Not time to be alone. Not time for let lonely come in. He said, enough is enough. Then the fifth thing he says, he makes another request. He said, now take my life. First time he said what? He requested to die. He just wanted to die. Now he tell God, the giver of life, take my life. Take my life. Let me tell you something. It ain't over till God says it's over. Take my life. No. Cancel. Devil tried to tell me throughout this whole time, oh, you better be scared. You know what God kept telling me? You're going to live. You got to be like the man of God. You got to put your face against the wall and say, God, let me live. And then number six, and I'm done. He compares himself. He said, I'm no better than my fathers. Craig, if you don't remember nothing else, comparison is the enemy to your destiny. Comparison is the enemy to your future. He said, he started comparing himself, just like so many of you. Look at me, look at where I'm at. Just go on, God. I ain't did no better than them. Look at what all they got. They got this, they got that. They got a better home than me. They got better this. They got better house than me. They got better family than me. My kids ain't no good. Blah, 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 blah. Ah, shut up. Time's up. The clock is going. He compares himself. Whenever you compare yourself, you will always lose because you will never measure up to somebody else that you're not. I just said something. You will never measure up to nobody else that you're not. I've come to speak to every lonely spirit. Every spirit that has told you that you are lonely. You may be alone, but you will not respond emotionally. You may be alone, but you will not. No. You will not respond emotionally. Yes, you're there with people you may not want to be with. Yeah. But you're not lonely. Alone, but not lonely. Tell the devil, post it. Put it on the thread. Post it on you. I want everybody to post that. I'm alone, but I'm not lonely. I may be alone, but I'm not lonely. I have come to speak to every lonely spirit. The pandemic has made you feel isolated, left alone, all by yourself, feeling like you can't breathe. Even when you go out around people, you feel like you're by yourself. The devil is a liar. I speak now. Life. Freedom. Speak to the wilderness of your mind. Spirit over the mind. I speak health right now. Oh, my brother, you're going to live. You're going to live. Cheer up, my brother. Live in the sunshine. We'll understand it better by and by. Live. Live. Come up. Come on. Live. Your spirit is living. Your mind is living. Everything about you. I speak life in the name of Jesus. And it is the word of the Lord, and it shall accomplish what it set forth to do. I didn't mean to do all that. I had to get it out of me. God bless y'all. I love you. I appreciate you so much. I appreciate those of you that tune in every week. Those of you that are not partners, if you'd like to be a partner, you don't have to be here in Detroit. There's a number on the screen that you can call right now to become a partner of the Celebration Church of Detroit. I would love to be your pastor. Many of you watch me on TV and you don't have a church home. This is the time to come. Receive him. If you want to be a watch care member, that means we watch over you until you figure it out. That's fine. If you want to be restored to the Lord today, we have a partner watching now. Knew her since she was a baby, Strickland. She joined since the pandemic. Become a part of the church. Some of you watching, dial the number on the screen. Call for prayer, too. If you're not saved, repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my life. I believe you died for my sins and you rose again. And because I accept you, believe in you, confess with my mouth, I am saved right now in Jesus' name. If you just got born again, let us pray for you. The number is available as you see this broadcast. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much. Listen, if you're just joining us, I want everybody to get a sacrifice seed. The Lord told me to do this the whole month of July, and those that would do this would be blessed. This is above your 40. This is above your tithes. I want those of you that would simply get a $20 offering. And I want, this is a sacrifice, $20 offering. I want you to do that right now. I'm going to do it. Thank those of you that gave the 77 last week, but I want you to just get a $20 offering. Everybody that's watching, every partner, every leader, I want you to sacrifice and get a $20 offering, sacrificial seed. Those of you that just joined us, if you didn't pay your tithes, you can do it now. The information is on the screen. $CCOD1. Cash App, CCOD1. Love offering, $GregMD. Pastor Dana D. Berry, Dana D. Berry. Or you can go to GiveLify, Celebration Church of Detroit. Get that seed now. Those of you that didn't pay your $40 vision seed, you can do that now. Help support the ministry, and you'll be blessed. Father, thank you for those that are given now. Bless them now. In Jesus' name, amen. We get ready to leave you. I want to thank God for my son, NCM Studio Group. Anybody watching and you need to use a studio, this is our second location, west side location. We got east and west now. We're feeding Saturday, every Saturday from 12 until 2. Come get your groceries. Tell somebody about it. Don't go nowhere because we got a few commercials after this. Thank you so much. I pray the word blessed you. Share this broadcast. Invite somebody. Whatever time you're watching, the four times that it's aired, make sure you share. Now the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, give you peace. Peace be within your walls, prosperity in your path, henceforth, now and forevermore. May the Lord lift you beneath his ever-loving wings, everlasting wings. May God put money in your bank account. May unexpected people come and bless you. May this week be a fruitful week till we meet again next week. See you Thursday night. Love y'all. Bye.